Coronavirus update. I'm Ben Thomas with an AP News Minute. Johns Hopkins University's tally shows reported daily cases in the U.S. hovering around 100,000. Deaths attributed to COVID-19 are above 300 per day. Among those coming down with the virus this week, Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's top infectious disease expert.
I think I'm an example, given my age, of what we're all talking about today. I'm vaccinated, I'm doubly boosted, and I believe if that were not the case, I very likely would not be talking to you looking as well as I look, I think, right now. So all is well with Fauci, and thank you for asking.
Fauci is 81 years old. Scientists at Imperial College London estimate nearly 20 million lives worldwide were saved by COVID-19 vaccines during their first year. That's 3-year-old Fletcher Pack getting his in Lexington, South Carolina, with shots newly available this week to children under 5. Meanwhile, Pfizer says its vaccine, tweaked to better target the Omicron variant, is safe and boosts protection. The Food and Drug Administration is considering ordering a recipe change for both Pfizer and Moderna vaccines. The FDA's scientific advisors will publicly debate the data on Tuesday. Army National Guard soldiers face a Thursday deadline to get vaccinated. Up to 40,000, about 13% of the force, have not yet gotten it. At least 14,000 have flatly refused and could be forced out of the service. In other news, President Biden is off to Europe for G7 and NATO summits this week. Sustaining the global alliance punishing Russia for its invasion of Ukraine is front and center. Before leaving, he signed a gun violence bill. Toughens background checks for the youngest gun buyers, keeps firearms from more domestic violence offenders, and helps states put in place laws making it easier for authorities to take weapons from people adjudged to be dangerous. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.